by top monetary theorists. During the ensuing quiet period in American banking, deposit insurance prevented panics. The Fed controlled interest rates and manipulated the money supply, and though occasional disruptions flared, like the failure of Continental Illinois National Bank and Trust Company in 1984, no systemic risk erupted for 70 years. The Fed had tamed the volatile U.S. economy. Until September 2008, when all hell broke loose in a worldwide panic that completely blindsided and embarrassed the Federal Reserve. The Fed had used billions of dollars in taxpayer funds to bail out Wall Street fat cats. Everyone blamed the Fed. Just before 9 a.m., the door to the chairman's office opened. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke took his place in an armchair at the center of a massive oval table. The members of the FOMC found their designated places around the table. Aides sat in chairs or couches against the wall. With staff, the room contained 50 or 60 people, far more than normal for this momentous occasion. In front of each FOMC member was a microphone to record their words for posterity. To a casual observer, the content of their conversation would be obscured by economic jargon. This day, their essential task was to vote on whether to take the Fed funds rate, the interest rate at which banks lent money to each other in the overnight market, to the zero bound.